Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Lea Bas Yaakov.
Maseches Yevamos, Daf Tes. Let us begin our discussion of this daf with a sikum of the first sugya and the Amud Aleph together with the Tosfos. The Gemara says that according to Rebbe, who does not darshin the pasuk of Aleha to tell me the din that you can't be miyabem an erva or a tzora of an erva, because Rebbe has his own system of drashos that we had yesterday. So therefore, Rebbe uses the pasuk of Aleha for a different drasha to tell you to megala to learn with Gzeir Shava from here to the korbanos chatos, that the various korbanos chatos, the korban yochid, the korban tzibur, the par hamdova, the par kohen mashiach, and etc., that all of these are only brought for an avera, which is zedoy nekores. And this was learned out of Aleha Aleha. It says Aleha by achoy sisha, which is an erva, and is a zedoy nekores, amazing would be a chorus. And likewise, we learn from there with the system of Yalfusas to the various korbanos chatos, that they too are only brought for an avera, which b'meizid you'd be a mechayev of a chorus. And so that the achli sisha ervo is a malamed, it's the oleho oleho. From there we learn to the korbanos chatos that they too are only brought for an avera, which is doine chorus. How does the rabbana know this then, that the korbanos chatos are only brought from the avera, which is doine chorus, and they're not learning it out of aleho aleho, because they're using it to tell you that we had on daf gimel that the braisi uses aleho aleho to tell you that you're not miyabim and erev with a tzora. So the rabbanon, they learn the din of the korbanos chatos from the psukim at the end of parashas shlach that says that toira achas yihia lochem lo'oisa b'shgogo, which is the various korbanos that are brought korbanos chatos when you're a shoigeg, and then the pasuk continues va'nefesh asher tase b'yod roma etc. Es Hashem Megadev v'nechrisa, which the Gemara understands that Hashem who Megadev goes on avoid the Zora, and we are therefore learning out with the Smichas HaPsukim that the Korbanos Chatos are brought for that type of an aveir which is comparable to the Chet of avoid the Zora, just like avoid the Zora is Zedoyne Kores. So likewise, all these types of Korbanos Chatos are also only brought for an Aveiro, which would have been Zedoyne Kores, and with your Shaygeg, you bring a Chatos. So the Rabbanon use avoid the Zora as the Malamed to the various Korbanos that they only bring. Chatas, you only bring a chatas for zdoine chorus, and according to Rebbe, from Aleho Aleho, we use Achlis Isha as the Malamed. Tosfos asked the Kasha that according to the Rabbanon, who hold that Avodah Zorah is the Malamed, why don't we say that just like Avodah Zorah is zdoine chorus, Avodah Zorah is actually even more, it's zdoine beskila, as long as you have Eidim Bahasroah, Avodah Zorah is a chet skila. So maybe we should go even further and say that the various Kabonis chatas are only brought for those shoyegeg activities that bemezid you'd be Mamashchayev a skila, which is going to be limited very, very much. Why are we only utilizing the component of Avodah Zorah that's Zedoyne Kores, that should be the Malame to the Korbanos Mechtesi? Maybe I should utilize that it's Zedoyne Beskila and only the Chi of Korbanos only be on Zedoyne Beskila. The Tosfos answers that we only utilize those elements of Avodah Zorah and the Malame, those Avodah Zorah elements that are Mefurish Bekro at the end of Parasha Shlach. So it does say Beferish in the Pasik by the Avodah Zorah, Hashem HaMagadei V'nichris Soha Nefesh Ha'i. So the Pasuk speaks out that Avodah Zorah is Chayev Kores. So therefore, that element of Avodah Zorah, the Chayev Kores, is used as the Malame to the Korbanos of the previous Pasuk, that they too are only Chayev a Chatos, only if it would be an Aveir Shazinei Kores. Since Skila isn't mentioned by Avodah Zorah in this Parsha and Shlach, therefore, it's not utilized as the Malame to tell me which activities get a Korban Chatos. Tosfos brings a raya to this yesoid, the yesoid that we only utilize the elements of Avodah Zorah, which are mefurish bekra in shlach, in order to memegala which types of aveiros bring a chatas. It brings a raya to this from the fact, zok Tosfos, that obviously Avodah Zorah is a lois asay. There's obviously a lois asay not to be over the Avodah Zorah, and yet we see that the rabbanon who learn out from the Avodah Zorah, Hashem Megadev, from there to determine which aveiros a machayev a korban chatos, the rabbanon do not utilize this element of Avodah Zorah that it's belois asay, and in fact you see it's muchach in the Gemara zok Tosfos in Masechta Makos that the machayev of a korban could be machayev even if there would be no lois asay, we could still suggest that there be a chi of korban, because the Gemara in Makos Yud Gimel clears whether you're chayev a chatos if you fail to bring a korban pesach, or if you fail to do a milah. These are the two assays which are chayev kores for the failure to do them. Pesach and Milah. And what's the din? What if you're a shoygeg and you fail the Pesach, or you fail to do the Milah? Is there a karma chatos for the failure to do these assays? Because there's only the chorus. And the Gemara over there says that in fact there is no karma chatos. But what's the reason for that? Zok the Gemara. Because we need Dumya di Avoy Dezora. After all, we're going with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan utilize Avoy Dezora as Hashem HaMagadev, as the paradigm, the Malame, to teach me which types of Aveira is Machayev Achatas. And you need Dumya di Avoy Dezora, as the Torah says, Loi Savid. In other words, the Torah said, don't do this act, and you did the act that the Torah said not to do. Zahani Kum Eseninu. These are a fail to do a positive, a fail to do a positive of a Korban Pesach, a fail to do a positive of a Milah. Therefore, says the Gemara, instead of by the case of the Pesach and Milah, where you did not do a violation of an act like Avodah Zorah, rather you just failed to do something, there I'm not going to learn of Avodah Zorah, and therefore I won't be Mechayev a Chatos for Pesach and Milah. The Gemara does not say, Zok Toifis, anything about whether there is a loisa say in the Torah. It does not say, well, there's no loisa say about not being a Pesach, no loisa say about not doing a Milah. It doesn't say that. It talks about what type of act it is. Is it an active? Is it something which you should be passive and not do? But that's not exactly the same as the question of whether there is a loisa say connected with it. That shiloh of whether there's a loisa say is not discussed. The Gemara could just have said, avoid the Torah is a loisa say, and these are not loisa says, the Pesach and the Milah. It doesn't get into that because, says Toysis, of the Maya side. Since at the end of Shlach, there is no Lois Hasei mentioned in the Chumash in connection with Avodah Zorah, the Mela, the fact that Avodah Zorah is a Lois Hasei, does not go around into the Malamed to determine which Averois will bring a Chiyav Chatos. Toysis says, however, that all that is only according to the Rabbanon, who learn out from Avodah Zorah to determine which Averis HaMachayav HaChatas. But, according to Rebbe in our sugya, that Rebbe learns that from Achoy Sisha with Aleho Aleho, from an Ervo, to learn at which Averis HaMachayav HaChatas. So according to Rebbe, just like we're learning at from Achoy Sisha, that only those Averis which are Zedoyne Kores are going to be Machayav HaChatas, we also do learn at from Achoy Sisha, according to Rebbe, that only those Averis which have a Loisa say and a Zedoyne Kores are going to be Machayav HaChatas. If it's not a Loisa say, even if it's Zedoyne Kores, according to Rebbe, there will not be a chatas. And Tosfos brings a raya to this from the Gemara in Shavuos Yud Gimel that says something else, also in the name of Rebbe, in the name of the same person, Rebbe. The Gemara says over there with the drasha that Rebbe held that someone who is poirek oil or megala pana b'toyah shaloi ka'alocha, there's different things there, that Rebbe holds that these things are a chi of chorus. What are these things? So Rashi says in Masechta Shavuos there that poirek oil is somebody who's koifer b'ikor, someone who denies the Ben Shalom, so that's a chi of chorus according to Rebbe. And another thing, Megala Panam B'Torah Shaloi Kalacha, which is defined by Rashi as someone who is Doirish Diroshois Shel Doifi. In other words, that he makes Diroshois Makari type Diroshois of nonsense, Makari coin Diroshois in the Psukim. So that too, according to Rebbe, is going to be a Kores. So Toysis, if Rebbe held that these are a Kores, so why a Masechta Krisos on Daf Beis with Erechen Zois, the Shloishim Veshesh Krisos in the Torah, 36 Krisos, which if you're over on the Beshoigeg, then in Bichayev Achatos, according to Rebbe, you should have mentioned that Alibi the Rebbe, we have more. We have Kleifer Be'ikor, which is Perek Oil. We have Megaloponimus, person who is Derish Makari, Droshois. Why aren't these listed that if you do those things B'Shaigeg, then you have to bring a Achatos? After all, according to Rebbe, it is in fact true that if you do these things B'Mezid, you get a chorus. So why don't we say that B'Shaigeg, there would be a Achatos? And the answer is, Zog Toysis, that since Rebbe L'Shitoso, in our Sugya holds that we learn out the Malame, the paradigm case, that tells me which are Averis, HaMachayev HaChatos, the Malamid is from Achoy Sisha, from an Ervo, and the Achoy Sisha, the Pasuk lists right there in Achri Mois, that it is a Lois HaSei. So therefore, we do require that the only those Averis which are Lois HaSei, like Achoy Sisha, those are the ones that are going to be Chayev HaChatos, otherwise they won't be Chayev HaChatos, according to Rebbe. So therefore, according to Rebbe, even though Perek Oil and Darius Rosh HaShadoifim, Galapon, even though these are a chorus, if they're amazing, they won't be a Chatos, if they are a shoyge. So it comes out to wrap it up that Rebbe's sheet that we learn out from Achoy Sisha will give me a din, one nafgemina, that it's only when it's a loisa say, then you chayev achatas. According to the Rabbanon, on the other hand, they're learning it out of Avodah Zorah, and specifically out of the mentioning of Avodah Zorah at the end of Shlach, where it does not mention loisa say, also doesn't mention skila either, and therefore these things don't go around into the paradigm, into the determinant of which Maisim, which Averis will be Chayav Achatos, Dumi, the Avoid the Zorah, according to Rabbanon, I'm only going to factor in the fact that Avoid the Zorah is Chorus, which is mentioned in Shlach. I'm not going to factor in the fact that Avoid the Zorah is a Lois Sase. I don't need a Lois Sase in order to Mechayav you in a Korm Achatos. Ramosha Feinstein, in the Dibris Moshe over here, asks a Kasha. Ramosha says that we know in Mesechta Makois and Mesechta Krisois, the Gemara says clearly, that only if you do an Avera al Yidei a Maisa, al Yidei an action, only then are you chayav a karmachatas. An avera that's done without an action is not chayav a karmachatas, even if it has all the qualifications, even if it's a chorus and everything. Afal pikein, it doesn't have a maisa, it's pata from a chatas. For example, we find by yidoini is a particular kind of a witchcraft which does not involve doing a maisa. So the Gemara tells us in Krisus that a person does a chet of yidoini b'shaigeg will not be chayav a chatas because there's no maisa in doing this avera of yidoini. So the Gemara learns this out from a pasuk at the end of Shlach. Toira achas yihi alochem lo oise b'shgogo lo oise b'shgogo. So the machayev of a karmachatas is only when there is an oise b'shgogo, only if there is a maise. That is what the Gemara tells us. Frekt Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Dibris Moshe. That's very good, and that makes perfect sense. That's a pasuk at the end of Shlach, and it works well according to the Rabbanah Shita that they do hold the Iker paradigm for teaching me which are the types of averus at a chayev achatas is found at the end of Shlach. In the comparison of the Shlach, you have away the Zorah, etc. So we learn that from there. According to Rebbe, however, we know from our sugya, the Rebbe uses the paradigm from Achos Isha, and he learns Aleho Aleho to tell me which are the kind of averus that are chayev achatas. So it's actually, we ought to say, L'chayr, according to Rebbe, that Achos Isha is an ervo, which is a maisa. It's a doing tashamita is a maisa. You have to do a maisa. And a meila, L'chayr, we should have said in the Gemara that according to Rebbe, the melamed for the fact that the chatas is only chayev if there is a maisa, according to Rebbe, that melamed should have been. And the fact that I'm learning it out from Ole, from Achos Isha, and Achos Isha is a maisa of tashamita, of maisa of beer. Why doesn't the Gemara ever mention that? The Gemara seems to leave intact the idea that punk this din, that Chatas is only Chayav if there was a Maisa, is then it's universally agreed that it's based upon the Pasuk in Shlach of Oisa Bishgoga. What would be wrong with mentioning, the Gemara should mention that according to Rebbe, he holds that the Melamed is actually from Achos Isha, and Achos Isha, which is a Maisa Tashish, it's a Maisa Bia, and that is a Maisa. So you learn it from there that a Chatas only Chayav a Chatas with a Maisa. Why doesn't the Gemara ever say that? So therefore, Reb Moshe says like this. Be'etzim Zokter Reb Moshe, the fact is that according to Rebbe, even according to Rebbe, they would not be able to learn at the din of Maisa from the fact that Achos Isha is the Melamed for the Mechayev of Chatos, because Achos Isha, Chazal tell us that both the Ish as well as the Isha are both Chayev Chorus, and the Isha is a Sheval Tase. She doesn't do any Pula. That's what Chazal say, that the Isha is Sheval Tase, because she could be Sheval Tase b'shas of Tasha Mitzachet, and in Afal Pikin, she gets the same Chorus and the same Choymer as the Ish. Meila, since she could be Sheval Tase, so therefore, we would not be able to learn out from Achos Isha that Yitnafka with the Maisa of the Chayev, because if a Kert, you have the Isha who's also in that Achet of Achos Isha, and she's over even without a Maisa. Zokter Moshe, but the Maisa, it's actually a very tricky thing, because Tosfos tells us in Masechta Baba Kama on the Flamet Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, why lefi ha'emes if the Isha is a sheva al tasa and a shoygeg by an arayos, the halacha is that both the ish and the isha who are shoygegim, they both have to bring a korma chadas. Tosfos says, why? Why don't we say that the isha didn't do any maisa, and therefore, since she did no maisa, she'd be part of a machadas, because that's the klal. They only chayav a korma chadas if you do a maisa. And for Tosfos, that since the isha had hanor, the hanor, she has hanor like the ish, so therefore, zok Tosfos, rachmona, Achshevei lahanoa maisa, that the Torah reckoned the hanoa to be considered to be the equivalent of a maisa. Rachmona achshevei lahanoa maisa. That's the reason why it's a chashivus, the fact that she was nene, it's kilu she did a maisa, even though she was really passive. And that's why Isha is also chayav a chatos when she does a maisa, when she does a avera of arayos. So Zotir Moshe Mezetoch, you see Befeir Shem Toysis, that Lafiha MS, we say the Isha is kilu she did a maisa, and that's why she's chayav a chatos. So Lachir is going to be tzirik shver. If the Isha is considered like she did a maisa, let's Taka nuts, we should taka use the malamid from Achos Isha, which Rebbe uses. That's his classic malamid from Achos Isha. That's according to Rebbe, the source that only a chayav kores is chayav a korban chatos. So let's also say that only a maizah is chayav a korban chatos, and we'll say that both the ish and the isha by the achoyis isha, the equivalent of having done a ma'isa, because even the woman, she also has the hanuasa, which is ach shver rachmona ma'isa, like Tosfos says in Masechta Baba Kama, is vayta shver, let's learn at the din of ma'isa, according to Rebbe from achoyis isha. So the Moshe Feinstein named, there's a very big chiluk. Because if you medaya carefully in the lashon of Tosfos and Baba Kama, what the Tosfos actually says over there is that since the isha has hanuah, so rachmona ach shver lahanuah ma'isa. Tosfos does not say, Zok to Rebbe Moshe, that it's a svora pshuto, some kind of a svora to us, that we could figure out on our own that since the isha has hanoa, so therefore it's the equivalent of a maisa. Fakeret, it's meduyik and toisa zot Moshe, we would not have said that a thing be svora hachitsoina, unless we have a gilu hakra. So a mela comes out, as always says to Moshe, if I would only have the malamit from achoyis isha, I would go with my own svora hachitsoina, I would say that the isha did not do any maisa, she's besheva altasa, and I would say that even any avera, which is besheva altasa, is also mechayev achatos. That's what I would go with misvora chitzoina. It's only after I have already the limud from the pasuk of Shlach, Torah achas yilochem, lo'oiseh b'shgogo, which that limud tells me that you have to dafka do a ma'is in order to mechayev achatos. So then I look at the achoyis isha, I look at the arayis, and we know that the isha is hukash le'ish. We nem on that the isha has the same repercussions as the ish has. So we're going to nem on that both of them are chayev a korban, just like the ish is chayev a korban, so to the isha. So there, once I have in the Torah is megala that the isha is kilu, she did a mice, otherwise she, why she have a carbon? So the Tosfos is malbe the aside that rachmono achshiva to the hano of the isha as if she did a mice. But you need a gilu hakra for that. That's why I can't start from achoyis isha, because I would not have assumed that the hano that she did is equivalent to a mice. Haked zot Moshe, I would have assumed that you have a korban chatas even without a mice. It's only once I have the malamid from elsewhere, from oisa b'shgoga and shlach, that even Rebbe concedes, that's going to tell me that the pula has to be with a mice, and only then you have a chatas. So then I look to the achoyis isha, to the arayas, and I see that the Torah equates the ish and the isha. Then I figure out bachmona achshave from what the Torah is saying. I figure out that it must be that hano is the equivalent of a ma'isa. For the shleimus ha'inyan, it's kedai to leg to a vort that Rav Moshe legs to this inyan in the dibris Moshe in kedushin, a different shtickle dibris Moshe in perik beis. Rav Moshe over there Shteltzuch, he says that if it's correct, like Tosfos says in Baba Kama Lamed Beis, that rachmona achshavei to the hano of the isha, it's equivalent of a ma'isa, and that's why she's chayav a korban. So why is it zokta that by biyush loy kedarko, the halacha also is that the ish and the isha also both chayav a korban. Biyush loy kedarko, chazal equate the chazal nefem. Over there, l'chayr, there is no hanoah. That's where it seems pashtus that there's no hanoah to the isha by the case of biyush loy kedarko. And afal pikein l'chayr, she and the isha both chayav a korban. She's chayav a korban as well. Either isn't hanoah, so you're not going to have the achshavet of the hanoah to make it a ma'isa. So the ma'isa is achmashma that Tosfos in Masechta Baba Kama Lamed Beis held that there is hanoah k'tzas to the isha even by a biyush loy kedarko, and therefore there is episode hanoah even by shloy kedarko. So it's achshavei ma'isa. So there in Cain we have a big steer in Tosfos, because Tosfos in Yumadaf Pei Beis Amud Beis said beferish that biyush shaloi kedarka there is no hanoah to the isha. The chagroisa steer says Rav Moshe over here in Baba Kama Tosfos Baba Kama is muchach that there's always a hanoah to the isha even by biyush shaloi kedarka, because the hanoah is the entire inyan in the biyah that's machshiv the biyah to give it a chshivus like he did an activity, like he did a ma'isa, and the ma'isa is the mechayev of the korban chatas. We know that she's chayev chatas even by shaloi kedarka. Must be there is a hanoah according to Tosfos Baba Kama, to the isha even by shloi kedarka. Whereas in Tosfos and Masechta Yuma, shteitach faket, over there it says in Yuma Pei Beis, Tosfos says that there is no hanot to the isha by a bi shloi kedarka. So the Moshe says we must say, we are mochach to learn that there's taka a machloikis gedoyla between the two Tosfos in, and that taka arguing, the Tosfos in a choylik about whether the bi shloi kedarka is a hanot. And he says that Tosfos' shita Masechta Baba Kama is that there's always epis a hanot to the isha, even by a shaloi kedarka. Therefore, Tosfos is able to learn over there that what's mechayev the isha, the chatos, is that the hanoah is nechshav by the Torah. It's a choshev hanoah. It's keilu. It's a ma'isa. Ma'ase ein came Tosfos in Yuma that holds that there isn't always a hanoah to a isha by a bia, because even though a bia kedarka has a hanoah, the bia shaloi kedarka does not have any hanoah. So zokter Moshe, it's muchach that Tosfos in Yuma must have learned that the mechayev by the isha to be chayev chatos is not the hanoah that has the chshivas like a ma'isa because you don't know if have a hanoah. The machayev is the chshivas of the bia itself mitzad the isha, since the bia gevaint like a stam bia, which is a bia kedaka, has a hanoah. So that's machshiv the bia of an isha, zokter Moshe, even in those cases where a punk doesn't happen to have a hanoah, afal became the bia itself, the ma'isa tashmish mitzad the isha has a chshivas, and therefore, because the ma'isa tashmish usually provides the hanoah, the ma'isa, the tashmish, the etzem participates in the tashamita has a chshivas. So therefore, if the isha has a tashamita, shaloi kedaka, shishev al tasa, afal became the bal, that there's a chshivas in the tashamita of the froy, the tashish itself, the bia itself, has the chshivas to be rechen, as if it would be a ma'isa, and therefore, she's chayav achatas, even by shaloi kedaka, even though according to Tosfos in Yuma, it comes out that there is no hanoah in the bia shaloi kedaka. Groisa machloikis that Rav Moshe makes between the Tosfos in Masechta Yuma and Tosfos Baba Kama, but both of them are going to be in agreement on the basic point that there's a chshivas in the bia, a chshivas in what she's involved in, that's choshev ki'ilu it's a ma'isa, and that's the reason why it's machayev her achatas. Rav Moshe lakes too, and this is mafalpalon, that there's actually a sugya in Kedushin Chof Peis that seems to discuss the question of whether there's a hanoah in the bia shaloi kedaka mitzad the isha. First, the Gemara says that man le malon that the lesla hanoah. The Gemara said that, who says maybe there is a hanoah? The Gemara suggests that maybe this taka is a hanoah. And then the Gemara has a second sad that says that mishke v'isha ksev, regardless, we always equate the bia shaloi kedaka to the kedaka, give them exactly the same din, because mishke ve, that's the plural, mishke ve isha, the plural being makish, the shaloi kedaka with the kedaka, is mashma v'pshuta in the sugi over there, that the second sad of the Gemara is that maybe there's no hanoah in the bia shaloi kedaka mitzad the isha, but afa pikein, we're makish, and we give the same dinim to the kedaka and the shaloi kedaka. And Moshe and others are mafalpo about whether this taka to start him in the Gemara. Some learn yes, some learn no, but upon them it seems to be that there's a marker in the sugya alain and possibly to start them in the sugya, this shaila of whether there's a hanoah to the isha in the bia shaloi kedaka. Later on the Amud, the Gemara addresses the question about our Mishnah, which speaks of the Chomesh Esrei Noshim Shepoitrois Tzoreisehem, the 15 women who are Arayois, and when they fall the Yibam, they're totally potter from Yibam and also part of the Torah, whether this Mishnah also includes cases which are dependent upon a Machloigis. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Huda Hanasi held that Beplugta Loi Kamairi, that our Mishnah does not include any cases that are subject to a dispute. If there's any dispute, it would not be listed in our Mishnah. The Gemara asks on that later on in Daf Chof, which is a continuation of the discussion of our Mishnah, there is a Mishnah that indicates that when a Chayve Lavin falls Liyibam, a lady who is also to the Yavam by means of just Aloysase, that when she falls Liyibam, that she is Choletzes Veloymes Yabemes, that the halacha is she is subject to a din of Zika, and she requires a mitzvah Yevamin. She's not Misya Bemeth because she's a loisase, but she is choyletzes. And that Mishnah, says the Gemara, is beplugta kamayri. It's subject to a dispute because Rebbe Akiva would argue on that Mishnah, and Rebbe Akiva would hold that a chayve lavin, in fact, would be totally potter from Zika, would not require any mitzvah Yevamin, unlike that Mishnah. Who is Rebbe Akiva? Well, Rebbe Akiva later on Daf Mem Tes, holds that Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Lavin, which is to say that if you have a Bia, which was Osir, with a regular Loisase, what didn't have any Kores, just a Loisase, so the Rabbanon, and we hold, like the Rabbanon, that they hold that the child will not be a Mamzer unless the Isor level of the Bia, the prohibition level, was that of a Chayve Krisis. Only then is the child a Mamzer, not if it's just a regular loisa se'isur on the bia. Rebbe Akiva argues there, and he holds that yesh mamzer mechayve lav, and even just a bia, which is also with a regular level of a loisa se'isur, will generate a child who is a mamzer. The presumption is that if Rebbe Akiva holds that a loisa se'isur on a bia is so severe that it generates a mamzer similar to what we hold, that a chayve krisus Isur on the bia would generate a bamzer. Rebbe Akiva evidently would hold this in a holistic manner as well, that he holds that there is a comparison between the choymer ho isur, the severity of the prohibition of a regular bias loisase, which is also with a loisase, similar to the exceptionally severe level of iser of a bia of a chavi kri. Just like he equates them with regard to generating a mamzer, he would also hold that they're equated as far as generating an e tfisas kedushin, which is to say that according to Bekiva, it's impossible to marry, to have a tfisas kedushin, that the kedushin should be chal, if you marry a woman who is a lois hasei. We hold that there is kedushin tofsin on a lois hasei. There's no kedushin tofsin on a level of an iser kores. But a lois hasei, there is a tfisas kedushin. Kedushin is effective if you marry a woman like that. And Bekiva equates the bias lois hasei level with the krisos level and would hold that there's no tfisas kedushin on a lois hasei level isur. Therefore, we assume that Rabbi Akiva would hold that if a lois hasei level woman falls liyibum, that there would be no zika whatsoever, and she'd be totally potter from any need for any chalitza, just like it's certainly agreed that a chorus level woman who falls to the yavam is certainly potter from zika's yavam and doesn't even need a chalitza. That's what we hold. So Rabbi Akiva will hold the same, that there's no zika's yavam, even on a lois hasei level of an Isur. So he can argue on that Mishnah, on the Chaf, that says that when a Lois Hasei level woman falls liyavim, she needs a Chalitza. If so, it's evident that the Plukta Komairi, that these Mishnayos do involve cases that are subject to a dispute, just like a Bekiva disputes the Mishnah later on the Chaf. The Gemara answers that when we said Beplukta Loi Komairi, that's only our Perek, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah later on the Chaf is a second Perek, and there could have a dispute in it. Taisus asks the Kasha, and he leaves with a very, very big question on this Gemara. He blabs Shver. Taisus asks that why does the Gemara assume that Rabbi Akiva will hold that if a Chayve Lavin falls liyibum, that she will not require any zika, she won't even need a chalitza, just because he holds that a lois hasei level of a relationship is exceptionally severe, similar to what we hold about a chorus level, isur. Frank Toisvis, ultimately, we all know that asei is doicha lois hasei, and even Rabbi Akiva, as much as he may hold that lois hasei level isurim are severe, he agrees that asei overrides a lois hasei. So the mitzvah yibum ought to override the isur of the lois hasei level that's on this woman relative to the yovam, even according to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore she shouldn't have a zika. In fact, on the Torah level, she ought to be mifia bemes. Granted that we know, and we'll see this later, that rabbinically there is an isur to mimiyabim a lois hasei level isha, but certainly on the Torah level, Rabbi Akiva ought to hold asei doicha lois hasei, and therefore that in the case that a chavi lavan falls liyibum, she ought to be misyabemes on the Torah level and choletzes on the Rabbanah level. Why does the Gemara assume that there's no tfisas zika and that she doesn't fall liyibum at all, according to Bekiva, when she has a lois hasei level isur? Why? Granted that it may be very chomor, but ultimately the asei of yibum ought to be doicha it, doicha the lois hasei on the Torah level, and certainly, even rabbinically, she ought to be choletzes. That's Tosis Kasha, very big Kasha, and he blabs with a question, leaves this without any answer. The Taisus HaRosh does offer an answer to Taisus's question, but it's a very cryptic answer which he really does not explain. The Taisus HaRosh says that this issue is going to depend upon which method of Dirosha I use to determine that an Erva is not Mesiabemis and is totally putter from the Mitzvah Yevamim entirely. Do I go with the Drosha on Daf Gimel? The Brice has said that there's a Drosha from Aleha and from Litzrer that tells me that an Erva and her Tzara are not going to be Mesiabemes. Then, says the Taisus HaRosh, then the Taisus is correct, and in fact, Rabbi Akiva would agree, if he would go with that Rosha, that Asei is Doich Alois Asei, and in fact, the Chayvi Lavim does require a Mitzvah Yevamim. But, says the Taisus HaRosh, the Gemara was Kimle. It had a tradition which it knew from its Rebbe's, the Chazal knew, that Rabbi Akiva holds of the other sheet of Rebbe on Daf Ches. Rebbe on Daf Ches has a different methodology to tell me that an Erva is Pater from the Mitzvah Yevamin. Rebbe's Shita is that this is learnt out of Pasuk of Ulakocha Loi Leisha, which tells me that if you don't have a Lekuchin on any one of the two women that fall, then you won't have a Lekuchin, which is to say any ability to marry either of the women that fall. So therefore, the Erva, you can't have any Lekuchin in the Erva, and likewise in her Tzora either. Since Rebbe Akiva, we know, held of that Shita, therefore, according to Rebbe Akiva, it would not depend on whether I have a Asei, Doicha Lois Asei, ability or not. In any event, since Alois HaSei is very chomer, according to Bekiva, similar to an erva, therefore there's no way for a chayvei lavin, according to Bekiva, to have any kind of mitzvah yevamim. This is what the Taisa Rosh says. Very, very difficult answer, left without any explanation. What's the difference? What the source is, why I hold that a erva has no mitzvah yevamim. In any event, an erva, she has no mitzvah yevamim. She has a very chomor dike isur, of course, which is certainly not nidche, certainly not overridden by Alois HaSei. Whereas, in Bekiva's case of a chayvei lavin, ultimately it's only Alois HaSei and could be overridden by the HaSei. So if that's the case, why do I care? What does it depend upon which method of drushas I use? That's the kasha that the Achroinim ask. And the Birka Shmuel offers the following answer. Because Shmuel explains that there's a fundamental difference between which the Rosha I use to tell me that an erva does not have any mitzvahs yevamim. Do I look upon it based upon the method of the drasha and daf gimel? We base ourselves on the pasuk in Achrimos, which is fundamentally a lois essay. You shall not take your wife's sister, achoy sishtoy, litzroy legalois ervoso oleho b'chayeho. And in that context, we have the pasuk of litzroy and the pasuk of oleho, and that tells me with the gzeres shava to the parish in Kiseite of Yubam that the iser in this pasuk in Achrimos is applicable even b'mokoyim, a case of a nefila the yibam. If so, that seems to tell us that fundamentally the reason that an erva does not have any mitzvahs yevamim is because of the prohibition, because fundamentally she is prohibited. It's based upon a prohibiting pasuk in Parashas Achrimos. Masha Einkein, if I look upon it based upon Rebbe's drasha from the pasuk of Ulekocha Loi Leisha, in the parasha of Yibam Kiseitze, it says Ulekocha Leisha. If you don't have a lekuchen in one of the women, you don't have a lekuchen in any of the women who fall. If that's what it is, it's not fundamentally a prohibition. There's no prohibition there in the pasuk. Rather, what it is addressing the question of whether there is a lekuchen in this woman, which is to say, is there a tfisas kedushin? Is there an ability to be married to her? Does the Torah allow for a chalois ishus with that woman? Does it or not? The fundamental question, according to Rebbe, is there an ability to be married? The fundamental question, according to the Brais on Daf Gimel, is there a prohibition? Therefore, says the Birka Shmuel, that's what the Taisa Rosh meant. If I go with the prohibition idea, that's the fundamental principle here, according to the Braisa on Daf Gimel, then I will say that according to Rebbe Akiva, the prohibition is overridden, therefore I don't have a prohibition by the case of Alois HaSei. If it's a Chavi Krisis, of course, you don't override Alois HaSei Sheesh Bekaris, and we had all the sugyas before about this point, but if it is a regular Alois HaSei, you could override it, Asei Doich Alois HaSei, so there is no prohibition. Since the Pasuk, according to the Braisa on Daf Gimel, is based upon a prohibition, Asei Doich Alois say in the Lois HaSei case will take away the prohibition, and that's why Tosfos's question is correct. According to Bekiva, there should be a mitzvah yevamim by Lois HaSei. Masha Ein Kein, if I go with the Braisa of Rebbe on Daf Ches, that's based upon a pasuk of Ulekocha Leisha, there we're not discussing any prohibition, we're discussing a question of whether there is a chalois ishus, is there an ability to be married to this woman? Well, if that's the question, we know that according to Bekiva, by a Lois HaSei level relationship, there is no chalois tvisas kedushin. According to us, la halacha, we hold there is kedushin tvisin on a Lois HaSei, is an ability to be married to a Lois HaSei level woman, but according to Bekiva, that's impossible. Therefore, if that's what it is, then can't be overridden with an Asei Doich Lois HaSei mechanism, since I'm not basing myself upon a prohibition. If it would be a prohibition, I would override it. But what it is a lack of tvisas kedushin, then that's not something which is subject to override. It's just a fact that she doesn't have a tfisas kedushin, an ability to marry her. And if the pasuk of Alokocha is based upon the lack of ability of tfisas kedushin, says the Birka Shmuel, then it will be something which will stand, according to Bekiva, despite the fact that I know I have a mechanism of Asei Doich Alois HaSei. Asei Doich Alois HaSei means prohibition is overridden. Here, according to the drosh of Alokocha, I'm not based on the prohibition, rather I'm based upon the fact that Alois HaSei woman, according to Bekiva, does not have an ability to have a ulokocha, to fit into the pasuk, to have the ability to be married. Reb Chaim Oizer, Zechon Levoche, in Ba'achi Ezer, suggests a somewhat different answer to this question. Reb Chaim Oizer says that we know, and we have discussed this in the past shiurim of the last past days, that we know that according to the Achronim, one of the integral components to the mitzvah yibum is the tfisa of an isha, the actual effectiveness of becoming married to the yavam. In other words, if the yavam will do a bia to the yavama, but for some reason there will not be any effective isha that will be chal, that will take effect, then the mitzvah yibam has not been fulfilled. Even though he was yava aleha, to quote the pasuk, yavama yava aleha, we do not have a fulfillment of the ulakocha lele isha v'yibama that the pasuk continues with, and because they don't have any effective marriage. And therefore, in such a case, there will be no fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yibam. Therefore, says Reb Chaim Oizer, even granted that Tosfos is arguing that even according to Bekiva, by a chavi lavan woman, we ought to say that the los haseh is overridden with the mechanism of asei doch lois haseh, and maybe so, says Reb Chaim Oizer, that would be true if the only issue we would be concerned with would be the lois haseh, the fact that it's prohibited. Say, okay, it's prohibited, but I can be overridden with the mitzvah haseh of Yibam. But, says Reb Chaim Oizer, we know that even if you will override the Isser of the Lois Hasei, and I will have a mitzvah, Yavama Yavay Aleha, he will do the Bia because the mitzvah told me to do it, despite the existence of the Lois Hasei. Because if I say the Lois Hasei, still, we would still argue that we have to ask ourselves, was the Kenyan Chal? Did the Kenyan take effect? The marriage with the woman? Because otherwise, I don't have any mitzvah of Yibam. I don't have a Lekah of the Isha. Since the answer, according to Bekiva, by Achai Ve'Lavin, is going to be no, because Kedushin is not Tovsan Achai Ve'Lavin, and according to Akiva, and presumably the same is true of a Yibum type Kenyan, also would not be effective by a Chavi Lavin type woman, Lefir of Akiva. It's going to come out that as much as I could override the Isur status on the act of the Bia because of a Seydoch Halois, say the Mitzvah Yibum is Doicha, I still won't be helped as far as getting an actual acquisition, a Kenyan on the Isha. And since you can't have a Kenyan on the Isha, therefore, says Reb Chaim Oizer, there's no way to fulfill this mitzvah. That's what the Gemara means, that according to Bekiva, it's impossible that there should be a Zika on a Chavi Lavan that falls Liyabim. She's just like a Chavi Krisus woman, according to everyone. Why? Because of the fact that there's no tfisas ishus, and the yibum cannot create an ishus, a marriage acquisition, and since it can't do that, therefore the mitzvahs of yibum will be unable to be chal at all, according to Bekiva, by a chayvei lavan. With this, let us go back to Rashi and examine the Lashon of Rashi here very carefully. There are several nekudos, several shoynes in Rashi that the Heintiges Forum, Reb Nochum, and others stell on, and they have to be read very carefully and thought about. Rashi over here says that, according to us, that we don't hold like Reb Akiva, we hold like the Rabbanan to Reb Akiva, so if a Chayve Lavin is going to fool Yibam, the halacha is that she's Chiletzes and not Mesiabemes. That's what the Mishnah says on the Afchot. So Rashi, why? What's the reason? So you read the Rashi carefully. Chiletzes, why is the Chayve Lavin Chiletzes, according to us, the loy Olam iser lav beloy kores lav kue yibum lagamri, because the iser of a lav without a kores is not so chomer, it's not so strong, loy olam, and not so strong that it should have the ability to mafkia the zikas yivaman entirely. So she needs something, so she gets a chalitza. But on the other hand, veloy misyabemes, says Rashi, she won't, the lechavi lavin doesn't get yibum. Why? The ho asur alei, because she is oser. So again, in a nutshell, what does Rashi say? The chavi lavin ledidan, she gets chalitza because the Chayvei Lavin is not so strong to be able to take away the Zikas Yivomen Lagamri, so she needs Chalitza. Why doesn't she get Yibum? She's not Mizyabemis because there's an Iser. He is Oser to Asurale, and therefore, that's why you don't get a Yibum. That's the first part of the Rashi. Now, right off the bat, there's a horror here, which a number of this forum point out. The truth is that what Rashi says over here only stems with the Hava Amina in the Sugya and Afchof on that Mishnah, but does not stem with the Maskona. Because the Gemara over there has a whole discussion over there on the Afchof, against the Shakla Vitaya. What's taka the reason for the Chiluk, the Chavi Lavin, the Halacha is that she's Chiletzes. Chavi Krisus, there's no fellas Liyibum, the din is that she's Potter even from Halidza. Chavi Lavin, the Halacha is, she's not Mesiabemet, but she is Chiletzes. So the Hava Amina of the Gemara, on the Afchof and Aleph, the Gemara is Mavur, that's a din da'irais, that a Chavi Lavin is Chiletzes and not Mesiabemes. And there's another level of a deraisa by Chavi Krisus that she doesn't even need to have Chalitz. And the Gemara says this is based on two different psukim in the parasha of Yibam at the end of Kiseitse. One pasuk is the pasuk of Yivimtoi, For also Yevimtoi Asharo, etc., etc. So Kachas Yevimtoi. So the Yevimtoi pasuk, that pasuk of Yevimtoi, that's megala to us that Yesh Lecho Yevama. We have a kind of Yevama that she's Chilatzes also Yevimtoi Asharo, even if she doesn't have any din of a Yibam. So which is this Yevimtoi that the pasuk is speaking of? Chilatzes not Mesiabem. It's on the Torah level. That's the Chayvei Lavin. What about the other din of the Chayvei Krisis? The Gemara learns a different pasuk from Lokachas. From Loyachbay to Ishlokachas, so that pasuk of Loyachbay to Ishlokachas, that tells me that only if she's oila liyibim, she's oila chalitza, not a liyibim, not a chalitza. In other words, the hainu liyibim and chalitza are a package, and the lady who's a chavi krisis, and is not a liyibim because she's a chavi krisis, is also not oila chalitza. So, for the chavi krisis, we have a pasuk that packages together the yibim and the chalitza, and tells me she doesn't need a chalitza, just like she's no yibim. For the chavi lavin, we have the yivim toy riboy, that's marbe, that there is that there is a chalitza, even though there is no gibbon. That's the havamina. According to the havamina, it's taka din deraisa that the chavi lavin is chilesa, not mitzvahemes. The Gemara is choyza from this over there, and the Gemara is masik in the maskona that the chavi lavin really on the Torah level, we would say, asay doicha loisa say, when I'm there, it's falls to Yisrael, the gibbon, we would say on the deraisa level that you doicha loisa say, and you ball the But the reason why Chazal didn't allow it is because of gzeir bi rishina to be a shnia, that you have the whole sig over there, there's a special gzeir, you'll come to your ball the more than once, and the mele is in the rabbonim that you're not a miyab mechayvi lavin. The kasha is that Rashi over here doesn't stum with the idea that it's the rabbonim, because Rashi seems to say befeirish that actually that it's the raisa. That's what comes out of Rashi. The reason why she's chaletz is the chayvi lavin is because the loisa say is not so olim, it's not so super tremendous strong to be able to take away the zika in gansen. So she's chaletz. The reason why she's not miyab bemes, Rashi does not say this is the rabbonim. Rashi says the asurale because she's also to him, and apparently that's a given. Apparently the raisa a given that she's a relation, not going to be with. Likewise, there's even a havamina in Rashi that the usur of the chavi lavin should even take away the chalitza entirely. It's just that Rashi says the chavi lavin is not that strong. You know, it's a little strong, but not that strong. The emes is, according to Maskana, it's not strong at all, and in fact, it's nidcha under the raisa level, bifnei the esa. It's only a dindra bonon of be a rishayna to be a shnia. That's why chavi lavin is not mesiyah bemes. So really, this Rashi is very schwer and seems to be going with the havamina of the Gemara on daf Chof, and does not stim with the Maskana. This is a big kasha. The emes is that we really do find later on in Rashi and the Masechta on the Pei Dalet that the Achronim speak out over there that Rashi Shita is, that Rashi holds that there really is a machloika hasugyas in this Yesoid on the Chof. And the emes that Rashi holds that there are sugyas in the Masechta that hold that blight with the Hava, what the Gemara on the Chof has at a Hava minute, which is to say that a Chavi Lav and even on the Doiraisa level is also not Mesia Bemes. This is indicated by Rashi over there on the Pei Dalet Aleph, where Rashi goes on the Gemara there, the Gemara says that this entire pair, Kulu Pirkin, that's the Gemara over there, Kulu Pirkin, Asay, Veloyis Asay, Hu Veloyosi Asay, Vedochi Lois Asay. There's a lot of the cases of the Gemara in the Perik over there discusses lots of cases of Mamzeris falling to Yisrael, different cases of Mamzeris and other similar cases. And it's Mavur over there that the Mamzeris is Nefela, so she's Chalas of Lemes Hebemes. And the Gemara says a Lashon over there that in Kulu Pirkin we have cases of Asays and Lois Asays, and the Asay is not Doyach of Lois Asay. So Rashi explains, over there in Pei Dalet, the Mamzeres Yisrael, Mamzeli Yisraelus, Chalol Lekoyeh, in various cases of Aloy Sasei, between the Ish and the Isha, and the Halacha is, she does Chaletzes and Amis Yabemes. Why is that Rashi? The Nafkalon Beperik Beis, Mi Ve'olso Yevimtoi Hashara. That's what Rashi says. Ve'olso Yevimtoi Hashara. So Rashi quotes Beferish, the Gemara's Hava, Mina on Dafchof, and Rashi quotes it as Lefiha Emes, as the Josh of Yevimtoi, which tells me that a Chavi Lavin is only Chaletzes, as you not Mes Yabemes. It's very schwer, and the Ritvot jumps on Rashi. Rashi's Ritvot says Rashi is Loidok. Rashi wasn't precise over here. He wasn't careful in how he wrote, because Rashi quoted the Hava Mina. Rashi should have said, Dr. Ritva, that the real reason why a Chavi Lavin is Chaletzes is because of Gzeira. Be a Rishayna to be a Shnir, you might have to have more Biyas after the first one, but really it's only a Darbana Biyama. On this, the Aruch HaNer and the Keren Oira over there on the Pei Dalet both speak out that Rashi Shita is that the Sugya on Pei Dalet argues in the Sugya on the Afchof, and Rashi held that in fact there are Sugyas in Yevamos that hold that a Chavi Lavin on the Torah level, Mamash Medeiraisa, is Chaletzes and not Misyavemos. And the Aruch HaNer says that Rashi felt it was Medeik in the Lashon HaGemara that we just quoted, that this perek discusses asay and lois asay, v'loi osi asay v'dochi lois asay. That's the Lashon over there of the Gemara. V'loi osi asay v'dochi lois asay. The asay is not doichad lois asay. What kind of Lashon is that? So to Aruch HaNer, it should have said, it's exerat ha'abonon. The asay is doichad lois asay, but you have a pekin, the rabbonon acid it. It doesn't say it. It says asay is not doichad. So from there, Rashi was medayig that sugya argues on the maskon of the Afchof, it holds it. I have a minute, and Rashi quotes the pasuk of Yevimtoi. It's a takra din deraisa lefi that
that sugya that the Chayvei Lavan are not mishabemes. So there's some question as to whether the Makom Tanya that the Rashi by us is also doing the same thing. Because Bemes Rashi by us also, although he does not quote explicitly the pasuk of Evimtoi, Rashi seems to make it clear that in our sugya, Rashi understood that the Chayvei Lavan is not mishabemes even on the Torah level. Rashi is not mishabemes to Asin Relay. That's why. And more than that, Rashi even thought maybe she's not even chaletzes, but Rashi says it's not olim the lav, so stark, according to us. It's not olim, not a stark lav, and that's why she, akoponim, is chaletzes. So it might be that Rashi over here perhaps can be argued that Rashi over here is going, that's what someone maybe suggests, that Rashi over here is going like the tzad that Rashi learned up later, that the Eretz Dodim that hold, that sugyas that hold in this nesechta, that even on the Torah level, aloisa se isha is not misyabemes, and then the rice. However, in the Chiddush of Reb Nochum over here, we find that Reb Nochum is Ma'arich as a whole Arichus on the end of this same Rashi, and Reb Nochum understood that the end of this Rashi, which has Shverkeit of his own, as we'll see in a moment, that the end of the Rashi is only going to work according to Dafka, according to the Maskona of the Sugya on Dafchof, which does not utilize Yevimtai at all, and will not work according to the Havamina. So Reb Nochum evidently did not learn this Rashi, the Rashi somehow stems with the Havamina on Dafchof. Reb Nochum points out a very big problem at the end of Rashi. Rashi says at the end that everything I just said is in the Rabbona. According to Rabbona, love is not so stark, so she's chaletzes. But Ula Rebbe Kiva, Lefi Rebbe Kiva, that holds that Loisa says a very chomer, right? Rebbe Kiva holds Yesh Mamza Michaivi Lavin. So Rebbe Kiva, all in love. According to Rebbe Kiva, love is very stark. Le Miftero Beloy Klum, Ke Erva Gomor. Just like an Erva Gomor, a Chayvi Krisis. When she's Nefelis Ligibom, obviously there's no Yibom or Chalitza, because it's Gansen Mufka, the whole Zika. So Rebbe Kiva holds all in love. The Loisa says is very stark, just like the Chayvi Krisis in this sense, and therefore the olam lav, the lav is stark, lefir bekivet the pater her veloy klum, just like an erva gomor. This is the way that Rashi contrasts the shitas of Akiva to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, it's not olam the lav so stark, and therefore she still chayav chalitza. According to Akiva, it is olam the lav so stark that therefore she's potter even from the chalitza. Fractive nochem, who cares how olam the lav is? How is this? Who's determining this? How olam? Ultimately, zokter akoponim, a lav is not that stark that it shouldn't be nivche bimkum de esa like Toises has, right? I mean, obviously, I say is doicha lois, I say, even according to Akiva. So once, as long as I say is doicha lois, I say, what's the difference how stark a lav is, how stark a lav is not? How do you determine what is this new kaveya that Rashi comes up with, whether lav is olam or not? And ultimately, lav certainly does not have the alimus, it doesn't have the starkite to knock off the dinasei doicha lois. I say, what's this milo of alimus halav that Rashi identifies? If we examine carefully the sugya on the afchof, we can see that there's a big difference between the havamina and the maskona. In the havamina of the sugya, we have noshim that the Torah patters from yibam, but it's still mechayev them chalitza, and we have noshim that the Torah patters from yibam and it patters them from chalitza. There's two psukim in the parasha of yibam alein. One is the pasuk of yivimtoi, which tells me a chavei lavin that the chavei in the parish itself is telling you she's potter from Yibam, but she's still chayev chalitza. There's another pasuk of lokachas, loyachbet lokachachas, which tells me, like the Gemara says over there, that any isha that's chayvi krisus, she's potter from Yibam and also potter from chalitza. In the maskonas of Gemara, however, we don't even have the yivimtoi because we fell off of this yivimtoi idea and we're saying the chayvi lavin are really mesyabemes on the Torah level. It's just a gzeiris chazal, where they're not mesyabemes. So come to chois, that in the maskona, there is no mocker for these two different madregas, and therefore we would fall back with our own svorach yitzoyna, Zot Reb Nochum, which is what? Which is to say that any isha who's mufka from within the parashas Yibam alein, that there's a posik in the parasha in Kiseitze alein telling us that she's potter from Yibam, that would automatically, mitzara svora, pater her from chalitza, because chalitza, the whole musik of chalitza is to be an alternative for Yibam. If she's mufka from Yibam, she's automatically potter from chalitza. So the whole Gemara, for example, Zot, that required a lokachas, a special posik to tell me that chayvi kris women are not oil of Yibman, also not oil of Chalitza because of Lokachas, that's only necessary in the Hava Amina when the Gemara had two different sugim of women who are both potter from Yibman, the Chavi Lav and a potter from Yibman from Yevimta, but still Chayv and Chalitza, and the Chavi Krisa potter from Yibman, potter from Chalitza. So then I need a special pasuk of Lokachas to tell me that she'll be potter from Yibman, the Chavi Krisa, but also potter from Chalitza. Mashenkin in the Maskona, that the Maskona the Gemara held, that there is no such two sugim of women, because there is no pasuk of Yevimta in the Maskona. So come to Chayes that I'll have automatically that any Isha that's mufka from the Parsha Alein from having a Din Yubim is automatically going to be potter from Chalitza, because Chalitza Be'atzmusa is just an alternative for Yubim, and you won't even need the drasha of Lakachas and Maskanas Gemara. That's why Rashi over here, Zok, there doesn't even bring down Lakachas. Rashi just speaks about the Alimus Halav. If you have a woman with a very stark Choymer Ha'isr, then she's mufka from Yubim, and automatically she won't have Chalitza, not because of Lakachas, Rashi doesn't call Lakachas. It's simply that if she's mufka from Yibum, then automatically, if she doesn't have the Din Mitzvahs Yivamin, then she wouldn't have Chalitza either. Doctor, here is where we're going to be clearing the shaila of how Olim Olav is, this shaila that Rashi gets into in the Rabbanon and in the Rekiva. Because, Zokter, we know that if you have the Choymer of a Chayvi Krisis Mamish, then we have the Din Oleho Oleho, that tells me Xeris HaKosef from within the Pashas Yibum. Yivam Yove Oleho, it's Mamayet the Oleho Oleho, it excludes the Noshim that are an Erva that have a Chayvi Krisis, and those on Nismayet from within the Parsha Alein, they don't have the Mitzvah of Yivam Yove Oleho because of the Xeris Shava, and the Mele, once they have the Mitzvah of Yivam Yove Oleho, they don't have Chalitza either automatically, because the whole Chalitza in the Maskanas Gemara is simply an alternative to Yibum. But the Shaila is, though, is Chayvi Lavin on the same Madrega as the Chayvi Krisis, in which case I'll limit the Chayvi Lavin as well, or not. According to Rabbanan, Chayvi Lavin are not in the same Madrega like Chayvi Krisis, and therefore, according to the Rabbanan, the Lav is not so Olam, it's not comparable to Chayvi Krisis. So the Lishu, the Loisa, is saying, is not Mufka from the Parashas Mitzvahs Yivomin, even though the Chayvi Krisis Isha is Mufka from Mitzvahs Yibum, the Chayvi Lavin Isha is not Mufka. Her Lav is not so Olam, so you can't compare it to the Chayvi Krisis. According to the Kiva, that holds that the Lav is very Chomer. So Mamela, we would compare the Chayvi Lavin Isha to the Chayvi Krisis Isha, and we would say what? That the Deiris HaKosov of Yovi Oleho is going to, which is Mamayat, the Achois Isha and the Chayvi Krisis, that's a Poiter, Dr. B'chaim Moiser. It's not an Oiser according to Rashi, but rather a Poiter. What it's telling me is not, I have an Isor for the Chayvi Krisis to be Mesia Bemes. What it's telling me is that the Chayvi Krisis Noshim are not Mitzuva in the Mitzvah Asay of Yivam Yovi Oleho at all. They're Potter from the Mitzvah Asay. It's not because they're Chayvi Krisis and they're so Chomer, and therefore you can't, like, I say, it's not doicha them because they're so chomer, because they're such a chomer dike iser. Rather, the word is that the chayvi krisis noshim are potter because of aleho aleho. There's a ptur in the parashat Yivam for chayvi krisis, and once they're potter from Yibam, they're made automatically potter from chalitza. The doctor of them, Rebbe Kiva, that since he equates chayvi lavin to chayvi krisis, he'll hold that the chayvi lavin are also going to get the same din, doima to the din of aleho. We'll learn it from aleho to the chayvi lavin as well, according to the Kiva, which will tell us that the isha, who's the chayvi lavin, is potter from the mitzvah of Yibam, and once she's potter from Yibam, it automatically follows she's potter from Chalitza, because this is a zach that the Maskanas Gemara held on the Fchof, that an Isha who's potter from Yibam is automatically potter from Chalitza. Kum dechois, Rebbe Chaim Moiser, the Shita is that we're not medayik in the Diktuk Haloshin at the beginning of Rashi, which is mashma that he's going to the Chayvi Lavin and the Rabbanon have some kind of din de'raisa, that they're not Mesiah Bemes, but they are Chiletzes. We're not going to go with that because it's fakert. According to Rebbe Chaim Moiser, we're going in the Maskanas Gemara on the Fchof, that there is no such din, that there's no such spalt altogether on the Torah level between Yibam and Chalitza, and the Yisoid is that any issue who the Torah patterns from Yibam is automatically part of Chalitza, and the Vort is that if a Lav is very Olim, which Rebbe Kiva holds, so then we'll medame the Chayvi Lav and Noshim to the Chayvi Krisis Noshim who are potter, they're niftar with a ptur for the Mitzvahs Yibam, and that's what Aleho Aleho tells us, and so to according to Rebbe Kiva, the Chayvi Lav and Noshim are potter from the Mitzvahs Yibam. Now, so that, therefore Rashi won't get into a whole Shiloh of saying, I say the Chalois, I say, so the Chayim Moizim, the way Toysi gets into the Shiloh, because according to Rashi, the Yisoid of the Chayvi Lavin of Rebbe Kiva, the Yisoid of the Chayvi Krisis, according to Rabbanon, is not that they're also to Misyab Mois, but rather that they are potter from the whole mitzvah because they're mufka for the Xeris HaKosev, if only Yove Aleho, that the Torah's Mitzvahs Yibam doesn't address them, and it may lift the mufka and Gantz, they don't have the assay, and according to Rebbe Kiva, the Chayvi Lavin doesn't have the assay either, and Meila, she doesn't have the assay of Yibam, and won't have the assay of Chalitza.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.